Friends of the Washington County Grasslands IBA is a nonprofit land trust working to conserve critical habitat for New York's endangered short-eared owls and other threatened and at-risk grassland birds. On May 13th and 14th, Friends of the IBA will host Raptor Fest 2017, where attendees can see exciting live birds of prey, wonderful programs, and free flight demos starring majestic raptors. Learn about endangered short-eared owls, threatened northern harriers, and many other owls, hawks, and falcons, and meet the raptors up close in the exhibitor barn where you can take pictures and talk to the educators. We're going to do a mini version of that in our studio right now. Here to tell us more, our director and founder of Friends of the IBA, Lori LaFon. Lori, good morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Great pleasure to have you on the program. Director of the Wildlife Institute of Eastern New York, Trish Markey, joins us. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
And friend of the IBA board member and Raptor Fest co-organizer, Ron Renoni, joins us as well. Ron, thank you for being with us.
Yes, good morning.
So we are very excited. We've been looking forward to this for a long time of having raptors in the studio, and we'll get to that in just a minute. Before we talk about the birds themselves, let us talk about the event that takes place May 13th and 14th at the Washington County Fairgrounds. So Raptor Fest 2017, do we still refer to it as Winter Raptor Fest?
Yes, we still refer to it as Winter Raptor Fest. The name is really well known. We've built a brand with our event, and it does still celebrate our winter raptors.
Okay, so it's not like it takes place in the winter. It's showcasing the winter raptors.
Well, it used to be both, but now we moved it to a warmer month.
Okay.
And we had to move to the fairgrounds because we needed more space, and they are not open in the winter. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, because my truck is parked there. They put in all the RVs and boats.
Yeah.
You guys, you can't. We have no room for owls. So what? Give us a sense of the organization and what you try to do in looking at these raptors and ultimately protecting them and conserving their habitat.
So you basically stated our mission, that we're working to conserve critical habitat for New York's endangered and threatened grassland birds. This area, the Washington County Grassland Important Bird Area, supports 10 of 11 of New York's grassland bird species of greatest conservation need. The most endangered and probably the mascot species is the short-eared owl. So this used to be one of New York's most common owls, and we have less than 100 left in the state. It's really critical to try and conserve their habitat and restore it and make sure that they don't disappear from New York State. And it's not just New York State. I recently did a program with one of our supporters, members, who's an ornithologist, and did a lot of research on it, on their status in North America. And they are in trouble all across North America, including Canada. And some of the places, the species are declining by double digits, 10 to 15, 16% a year. So it's really critical to save their habitat.
I've been using a term this morning in my introduction of IBA, and I have not defined that, which is important bird area. So how is that defined? Go ahead.
Well, the Audubon Society has identified important bird areas all across the country and Canada, around the world. So the Grassland IBA has got that specific demarcation of being an important bird area but grassland habitat. So the unique thing about the grassland habitat in the Fort Edward Argyle area is what we're really focusing on, is that the winter raptors come down from the Arctic and subarctic in numbers and species variation that is really amazing. And to see rough-legged hawks, snowy owls, short-eared owls, these birds are just hunting there regularly. It's just a really awesome sight to see that in the wintertime.
Trish, you are director of the Wildlife Institute of Eastern New York. How do all of your organizations work together?
Well, I have educational birds. I go to schools and camps and senior centers, et cetera, and do presentations on raptors. And I work closely with the IBA to help educate people on the birds that are out there, not just the critically endangered, but other birds that share that grassland area as well. So we work together to try to continue to educate the public.
Where do the birds come from that you have?
Some of my birds are born in captivity, and some of my birds come from the wild. They were birds that were in rehabilitation and were not able to be returned to the wild.
How many roughly do you have?
I have 13 at the moment.
That's cool. All right. So I know you brought a barn owl and a red-tailed hawk. Which would you like to present to us first? Is there a pecking order?
we'll apologize
for that bad pun.
The red tail first, because okay. She's the larger of the two. So.
All right. Excellent. Yeah. This is a red tail hawk, and you have this beautiful white box that has a handle on it, and I would say it's like the size of a mini fridge. And you are opening it up, and I have not. Oh, there we have the bird. Whoa, man! Look at that sucker. Okay, that is a very large wingspan. Look at that. So, what is the size of that wingspan?
You know, I've asked her a couple of times to hold her wings out and let me measure, and she just doesn't do it. So, I'm guessing maybe 2.5 to 3 feet. I would guess.
And that is normal.
Yeah, she's a large bird. She's a large female. So, for the species.
Now, okay, so let's talk a little bit for people in the radio who do not see this beautiful bird here before us. Although we have pictures and we'll be putting those up on our website. This is a red-tailed hawk. Tell us a little bit about the story of this particular bird.
Well, this bird has been doing educational programs for about 14 years. She was out flying around one day and apparently wasn't paying close attention to where she was and ran into a truck and injured her brain and forgot how to do some of the things she needed to do to survive in the wild. So when she came in, she already had her red tail. They don't get a red tail until their second year.
All right.
Actually, their tail and their eyes change color in their second year. The eyes are a champagne color the first year and the tail is brown. And as you can see with her, her eyes are quite dark brown, and her tail is a beautiful red color now. So she's at least 16 years old. Beyond that, I can't tell you because she's not giving it up.
Yeah, well, I don't blame her. And when it comes to the lifespan of a red-tailed hawk, what is that typically?
Be 25 years or more in the wild.
Wow. Now you have a glove on, so that's just to protect your. From the claws, right?
Yes, from our talons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the talons. I apologize.
It's okay.
and you, I can't tell people just, I don't know, it's difficult to describe just how these are big, burly birds, aren't they?
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful. So now do people, when you go to a Raptor Fest, do people touch the birds? How does that work?
No, I'm not allowed to let people touch my birds. And frankly, even if I was, I wouldn't do it because it's the equivalent of you walking through the mall and having everybody touch you that you see. It would be uncomfortable. And the same is true of them. She recognizes me as a food source, but she really isn't fond of me touching her either. So, you know, especially because she came from the wild.
Yeah.
It's just not a comfortable thing for them. So I wouldn't do it even if I was allowed to. But.
Well, I like that. Yes, because they didn't need their privacy. They
exactly.
wanted to, yeah. And they're comfortable. He or she?
She.
She seems very comfortable with you.
Yeah, she is. The other thing is that it takes away their waterproofing. You know, almost all birds have a little gland that has oil in it where they get oil and they rub it on their feathers to help keep dry when it rains out. And the oil that naturally occurs in our hands takes away that waterproofing. So if everybody was touching her, it would take away her waterproofing. And she lives outside, so she kind of needs that, especially on a day like today.
There's a beauty to that bird. There is a joy and a majestic nature to that bird. And yet I still have this feeling like it's just going to fly across the console and rip out a vein in my neck.
And I wanted to mention that it also...
I thought you were going to say, I want that to happen.
No, it also protects people because if a bird gets frightened, you know, you see the talons on them and it's not going to be good for the person either. So
now, like you... Ron, I live in the town of Jackson in Washington County. Now we have red-tailed hawks all over the place. We get to watch them do their thing, and I endless hours of watching these incredible birds do their thing, whatever that may be. I don't know what that is.
Right. Well, it's hunting a lot, and they're generalists, so we'll take anything from rabbits to mice to small birds, and you'll see them anywhere from the edge of the field to the edge of the roadside. So as we're traveling around beautiful Washington County, it's very easy to see red tails. It's not unusual to see a half a dozen red tails in a few hours of just moving around.
Now, you mentioned that you being the food source. What are these? What will she eat typically?
Typically, she likes mice, moles, voles, red squirrels, gray squirrels, rabbits, and occasionally small birds. There are other hawks that prefer birds over her, but usually it's rodents and mammals.
And there's certainly plenty of those around.
Yes.
Yes. And we're in that circle of life, we're very lucky to have the hawks out there, right?
Yes. Yes. Key part to the food chain, especially in the farm area of Washington County where mice control and rodent control is key.
That is just a glorious animal. I can't get over the head and how it turns. Absolutely beautiful. Again, we'll have pictures up on our website, wamc.org/roundtable, and you'll get an idea. Do you name your birds?
Her name is Lululi.
Lululi.
It's a tongue twister.
Lululi.
Yes.
And so how does one spell that?
Lululye.
Okay. And where does that come from? Is that significant?
It's a Native American name. It means the equivalent of singing chicken hawk that soars, I believe.
Oh,
because their nickname is the chicken hawk.
All right, so that's pretty much it, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Lululi, thank you very much for being with us. It's a delight. And thank you for not taking the vein out of my neck. All right, so we'll look at those wings. Man, full winged right now as you go back into the crate. Man.
So the red tails are one of our most common grassland raptors, and the Winter Raptor Fest will have pretty much every native raptor species from New York State.
While we work on getting the next bird out, while she works on getting the next bird out, talk to us a little bit about the definition. How is a raptor defined?
A raptor is a bird of prey, so they have talons for grasping and killing prey. They have a sharp beak for tearing the flesh, and they're carnivorous. They primarily hunt their prey, although I believe vultures are included as a raptor, and they eat carrion.
So
hawks, falcons, eagles, owls are all raptor species.
And we have a pretty good, in this area, we have a pretty good representation of raptors, mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes.
Excellent. Oh, well, aren't you the cutest thing in the world? This is we have an owl in the studio, and this is a barn owl, am I correct? And tell us a little bit about this creature, which is much smaller than the red-tailed hawk, but just as beautiful.
His name is Darwin.
Darwin. Darwin.
Darwin is a 3-year-old captive-bred bird. You'll notice he's got a little bling on his ankle there, a little band that was put on him when he was about 3 days old. And part of the reason that I have a captive-bred barn owl is because here in New York State, we don't really have barn owls left. They're so few that they're either going to be changed, their status is going to be threatened or endangered. The DEC is currently working on their new classification. And I've been a wildlife rehabilitator for 13 years, I think, and I work with a group that gets over 10,000 calls a year. We've never had a call for a barn owl in 13 years. So,
how did they become threatened?
Well, part of it is habitat loss. They are a grassland bird. They like to live near open fields. They like to hunt mice. That's one of the reasons why they like barns, because if you have livestock and you have feed for them, it draws the mice in. But they are known for flying low over fields in the nighttime. You know, going out after rodents and whatnot. And so part of it is habitat loss, that we don't have the farm fields as much as we used to. And, you know, they used to have them in Washington County. I have a lot of farmers who come up to me and tell me they used to have barn owls in their barns, but they're just not there any longer. Poisoning is another problem when people use rodenticides. These guys are the fallout from that. And sometimes they do go into power lines, whatnot. So, of course, humans.
Yeah, well, you screw everything up. When you look at the bird head on, which I'm doing right now, you almost don't notice the beak. It's sort of hidden in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
is, and but it's very much there.
Don't be fooled. He has a flip-top head. Let me see if I can get him to open his mouth for you.
Doesn't seem to like that. Oh, wow. Man. Okay, so that went like a full inch. I'm sure it goes bigger than that.
But I like to say they have a Pez head.
A Pez head. Ah, the tracheotomy of birds. Great. That is absolutely beautiful. So, and they tend to eat similar to the, what is it?
But his favorite food are mice.
Yeah.
But he would eat other small rodents and mammals. Probably not a rabbit. A rabbit would be a big catch for him. You know, an adult rabbit. But a smaller rodents, moles, voles, mice.
Full size right now?
Is he? Yes.
Yes. He's full size.
Yeah, they're full size by the time they're 2 months old.
Oh, okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. There is a remarkable, and you'll see this in the pictures if you look online when we post them, but there's a remarkable, beautiful, speckled nature to the bird, almost like a glitter on the chest of the bird, but even on the head. What is that?
It's just part of the camouflage.
Of the markings?
Yeah. If you look at his coloring and think about the colors you might see in a barn, the light color being a wood color, new wood, the grayish color would be old wood. And, of course, the speckles just help them to blend in a little bit more with the grain of the wood if they were in a barn or even a tree, you know, that they would blend in better. And it's just part of the camouflage.
So, Trish, before they were barns, were they hole nesters, essentially?
Yes, they're cavity nesters. Right, yeah, cavity. Because barn owls have been around a lot longer than barns. They were probably happy when they developed barns, so they would have a
name. So would they take to hole nesting? You know, we put up...
It's a cavity nester.
We put up whole boxes for kestrels or for screech owls. Has there been programs in New York to put up habitat boxes for barn owls?
Not that I'm aware of. Uh-huh. I know there were some captive bred birds that were released out in the western part of the state, and I believe they all perished.
Oh, wow.
So it didn't work out well. I know in California they have people who actually go out and install barn owl boxes. Wow. A lot of times they're out along the edge of crops like grapes and whatnot. And the barn owls will come and nest there, and then they take care of their rodent problem. So it's natural pest control.
I do want to mention, thanks to Sarah LaDuke, our wonderful producer, we have pictures up on Facebook and Twitter now. So if you would like to see the birds that are in our studio, you can go to those two platforms and see them. They're beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. Let me ask a question about the noise. They've been very quiet. Do they make... we think of owls screeching, or is that a...
He does screech, yes.
Okay.
He kind of makes a sound like a... only really, really loud.
Okay.
But he's being a little quiet. I think he's just taking it all in.
That's fine. Oh, was that a yawn? What was that? It was like opening of where they just kind of...
When they look like they're yawning, usually they're getting ready to hack up a pellet, which is...
Excellent. I hope that happens on the show.
Owl pellets are the part of what they eat that they can't digest. Usually.
I'm not naming names, but he would be the second guest this morning who's hacked up a pellet. by the way, did the last bird hack up something?
No, that came out the other end.
It came out the other end. There you go. So this is a glorious thing to see. So obviously people get the opportunity to see these birds. And there's a lot of education. Why do you believe that education is so important?
Education is important because it helps people make the connection, not just seeing the birds, but make the connection that, hey, we need to protect their habitat. And here are some issues that we need to address, like stop putting poisons out that poison mice. And then these raptors eat the mice and they get poisoned. So one of the things we're doing this year that's new is a wild encounter where we're taking a building and we're recreating habitats, and then we're bringing in the live birds that belong in each habitat, so people start making the connection better that, you know, not just coming to the event and seeing, hey, isn't this an amazing owl, but seeing, hey, this is where this owl belongs. This owl belongs in the grassland. And grassland is the fastest disappearing habitat in the U.S., and we need to save some before we lose all these amazing birds. So it's really critical, and it's also our fund, you know, it's our major fundraiser that helps support our work to protect the grassland habitat.
WinterRaptorFest.com is where you can find out more information. WinterRaptorFest.com. It takes place May 13th and 14th at the Washington County Fairgrounds, which is right on Route 29 going into Washington County from Saratoga County. May 13th and 14th, you're going to be there Saturday from 10 to 4, Sunday from 11 to 4, and you'll actually see the raptors in flight.
Yeah, we have different programs. Some will focus on, like, there's one on rehab, there's one on bald eagle recovery. Some of them incorporate flight in the program, so you'll be able to see demonstrations of the raptors flying. And it's pretty amazing. Really, one of the most amazing things to me is being out in the habitat. We talked about the short-eared owls that are endangered, and they're unusual in that they flock together in the winter. We had 20 to 30 of them up in the Washington County Grassland Important Bird Area in Fort Edward this winter. And they will come out anywhere in, you know, afternoon to dusk and start hunting in front of you. And you're seeing 5, 10, 15 owls flying all around you. It's just amazing. And so we're trying to recapture that that awe and wonder in what we do at the Winter Raptor Fest.
Will you, I'm interested also, and I meant to ask you this, Trish, about the barn owl, and you talked about the being threatened or endangered. Is that all over or just in New York State? Is that all over the country?
No, it's not all over the country. In some states, they're in decline, but certainly in New York State, they're in serious decline. So, like I said, I've never had a call for one in 13 years, and that tells me something about their population.
Right. And which also interests me, because if you think if they're not going to be in Washington County, then where are they going to be?
Right.
Because that's a lot of open space. Right. Right. Or Warren County.
The last I knew, there were some in central New York.
Okay.
But
possibly Long Island, too. I think that's recorded presence on Long Island.
Yeah.
I had read that historically, even though I know Trish said there were some in Washington County, that mostly the barn owls were south of Albany and the short-eared owls were north of Albany. Well, short-eared owls were around the state, but kind of the barn owls especially, I had read that they were historically more south of Albany.
In my 30-plus years of living around here, you get to see... I have seen owls out, but they are a rare sight. I mean, it's still a thrill to see them, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously not a barn owl, but you see what, snowy owls, right? You see a lot of those. What are the most common owl in
the
this
barred
region?
The barred owl and great horned owl will be around us.
Wonderful.
Yeah, big.
And they all have that same head, right? That almost turns
270 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do they do that?
They have 14 vertebrae. We have 7. They have twice as many.
So they're just showing off.
The reason for it is because their eyes don't move. If you watch him when I turn him here and he looks a different direction, his eyes aren't moving. His whole head is moving. So if he wants to see something that's behind him or to the side, even with peripheral vision, he can't look like you and I can to left or right. He has to turn his head that entire way, which has to do with the size of his eyes. Our eyes are like a giant marble. His are like half a hot dog. And if your eyes were as big as his compared to the size of his skull, they'd have to be the size of grapefruit.
Hmm.
So,
well, that is very cool and fascinating. It has been such a treat to have you all here and to talk about these magnificent creatures. I urge everyone to find out more and to check out the Winter Raptor Fest, because it seems like a really, really fun time. Winter Raptor Fest takes place May 13th and 14th at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Greenwich or Easton, whoever claims it right now, Middle Falls. I don't know. There's a whole thing about that. But anyway, it's right on Route 29, and it's May 13th and 14th at the Washington County Fairgrounds, Saturday 10 to 4, Sunday 11 to 4, and you can go to Winter Raptor Fest, WinterRaptorFest.com for more information. And all of these, will these two particular birds be there?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Well, mm-hmm. So they get to meet their fans. That is wonderful. Lori, Trish, and Ron, thank you so much for being with us and for sharing the beauty and telling us the importance of this event. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.